Baby, are you still here? There you are. What are you doing up? You wanted to make me breakfast. I appreciate that, but I vote we order in and get back in bed. Closer. Little closer. Good girl. That's much better. I don't like waking up without you. Now that you're here. Good morning, baby. How'd you sleep? That makes me very happy. Well, I guess I'm gonna have to sleep over every night now. I can't wait to bring you home. You would look amazing in my bed. God, you look so beautiful here in my arms. I can't tell you how happy it makes me that you're mine. I thought I knew what beauty was. Then I started waking up next to you. And I realized just how blind I was before. I hate the mornings, but having you here makes it so much more bearable. Sometimes I worry I'll wake up and it was all a dream, but here you are, my stunning girlfriend, the love of my life, a dream come true. Oh, you smell so good. Getting up. No. We're gonna stay right here all day. We don't have to work, no appointments. Just you and me. Who could that possibly be? It's your phone. Oh shit, it's your father.
I says no. So she says, well, what's it called then? And I couldn't think of a name. Big enough, so I said,
what did he need? Don't pull away, come back to bed. We can cuddle, get some more sleep. Maybe not get some sleep. Wait. Your dad is picking you up for an early lunch? I need to leave. I don't care if I have an hour. I need to get dressed in case you haven't noticed I'm naked. You have to make sure any trace of me being here is gone. Tell him? Today? I'm sorry, I know we've been seeing each other for a year. We will tell your dad, but today just doesn't seem like the right time. We've been talking about it for months. And, I mean, I'm sick of sneaking around too, but you just want me to stay a little longer because you miss me when I'm gone. Baby, no, I really shouldn't. I live next door to your dad. He knows what my car looks like. Seeing it here could make him suspicious. You'll make it worth my while. Damn it. Just a little longer, okay? I'll watch you get dressed and go. And then I'll come back after lunch. Look at that ass. All mine. I can't help it, gorgeous. It's bringing back memories of last night. Not those panties. You know those are my favorite. You're so mean. I'm gonna be thinking about that all day at home. You know, I think I'll take care of myself with all the pretty lingerie you let me take home. Thinking about all the ways you take such good care of me. That dress. You know, it's my favorite. Gives me more to reflect on. That first night together. In the bar, wearing this dress, I just knew you were gonna be a good girl for me. Damn it. You look so beautiful. You're all dressed up. I can't convince you to stay and cancel, can I? Listen, we will tell him. Just not yet. I promise it'll be soon. I don't know how much longer I can wait before how I feel just bursts out to him, but it needs to be handled delicately. I love you too, but I need to leave now. Will you call me later? I don't want to sleep without you, my love. Hey, man. Oh, I'm here because you told her to call me with any issues since I'm, pretty handy. She had a plumbing issue, so she called me over to help. Oh, it was no problem at all. No need to thank me, just needed a quick snake. But I'll get out of your hair and let you two enjoy your lunch together. No, I couldn't. No, I would hate to intrude on your time together now that she's finished with college. I mean, you deserve to spend some time one-on-one. I don't have to work. Nope. No dates either, just gonna head home. Well, you're right. I don't have any reason not to. I guess we should go before it gets busy. Table for three, please. A booth would be just fine, thank you. This round booth, okay? We can ask for the normal table booth if you like. Would you like the middle seat? I know your dad prefers to sit on the end, and you two should sit together. Perfect. So, So it's been a few days since we talked. Is anything new with you, man? Planning my birthday weeks early, as always. We have 3 more weeks. That's plenty of time. You do this every year. That's not new. Oh, you're dating again? That's wonderful. You deserve to try and put yourself out there. She has a friend? Yeah, man. Many people have friends. No, I understood. Thank you, but... No, thank you. I don't... No, I don't need you setting me up. I promise you, I'm not lonely. And this... Peppa, was it? Wouldn't help, even if I was. I'm not dating. What are you talking about? This is hardly the place to have this conversation. You came here to have lunch with your daughter, not to interrogate me. You have been seeing me come home early in the mornings. What? Maybe I've just been getting errands done. Yes, I may have tasks to get done at 3 a.m. You don't know? You don't... Okay. All right, yes. I've been seeing a woman for a while now. Happy? I have no idea if I'm bringing her to my birthday. That's weeks away, and I hadn't even started to think about it. That tends to be just us and maybe a friend or two. It's our tradition. 3 years of friendship, being neighbors, and I've never brought a woman. I don't understand. Why are we talking about this right now? I'm not your goddamn kid. She is. Why is this any of your concern? Because I'm hiding it. I must be embarrassed. I'm not ashamed of my relationship. I am very lucky to be hers. I just don't need this. You interrogating and possibly ruining something that matters to me. She's none of your business. I'm happy. My girl is happy. That's all you need to know. Right now. Dude, back off! I'm sorry your dad and I ruined your lunch. You don't deserve that. I'm gonna go wash up. I'll be back. Just don't order anything for me. I'm not hungry anymore. Damn it. Family bathroom it is, then. Sorry, I'll only be a... Babe, what are you doing in here? This is not a good idea. Your dad is at a table not too far away. You just want to relax me. Oh, fuck. We can't get caught. I know I'm frustrated, but this is... Oh no, don't slide to your knees. Don't do that. You're so pretty down there. But, baby, you don't have to... Fuck. Okay, but... Oh, fuck, that's so good. Deeper, just like that. He doesn't know what won't kill him. Oh. Touch your pussy for me. I want you to come while you take care of me. Yeah, that's it. That's my girl. Always ready. Are you gonna come? Just from sucking my cock with those fingers in your pussy? Is that satisfying, baby? Being my good girl? Do it. Do it. Come. Come with me all the way down your throat. Oh, yeah, come on. Oh, yeah. Oh, good girl. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck yeah. Stand up. I need to feel my cunt. That's the only place I'm coming today. Watch your face. If you close your eyes, I stop. Do you understand? Go. exercise sliding back in your head. Already cock drunk and I've barely started. Clenching so tight around me. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at these tits in the mirror. Bouncing for me, just begging to be touched. Dear old dad, think of his perfect princess taking his best friend's cock not even 50 feet away. Whose pussy is this? I'll say it again. I get to take care of you and please you. Me. How does it feel? Tell me. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. I love when you moan for me. Pleasing you. Making my girl feel this good. Oh. I'm close. Please let me come inside you, baby. Yeah, you're gonna let me fill you up? Oh, fuck. Come for me. I want to see how gorgeous you look. Oh, my blissful baby. Oh, I'm coming. Breathe, baby. You did so well. I'm so proud of you. Okay, I have to go out to the table. He's bound to be suspicious already. Take all the time you need to get back. I'll have some water waiting for you. Let's get these panties on. I'd love to be dripping out of you for the rest of this lunch, baby. Be careful. You don't want daddy to see, do you? What was that? Am I mad at you for not interrupting your dad? Whoa, hey. This is not your fault. I've known him for a long time. I know how he can be. We knew from the beginning what could happen. We knew he may become suspicious. Today proves it. But now we're both adults making our own decisions, and he needs to respect that. You're the last thing I think about when going to sleep, and the first thing I think about when I wake up. I can't bear one more day waking up without you there. It's time we tell him the truth. At the party. He can't get mad with all our friends around. Right? You know what? I don't care. We aren't keeping this secret much longer. This sneaking around. It's not right. Our relationship is everything to me. You are everything to me. I'm not ashamed of us. He doesn't get to think that about our relationship. I love you so much. I'll see you out there. No matter what happens with your dad, I'll still feel the same. You have my heart. And that isn't going to change. Hey, man. Sorry that took so long. Why? I got an important phone call. Had to take care of it. Oh, I saw her while I was walking back. I guess someone was occupying the bathroom for a while, so she had to wait. Who was I on the phone with? It was, my girlfriend. She wanted to see if I had plans for my birthday. I mentioned the party in 3 weeks and invited her. Yeah. I think it's time you two met.